concluding our phenomenal series, and we've been talking about faith. 2 weeks ago, Dean shared about the desperate faith. The desperate faith means desperate faith knows and believes that Jesus is the answer. Naalala niyo ba si Bart? Sino dito naka-attend doon? Yan, he is the desperate blind beggar. And also, last week, he talked about the radical faith. The radical faith knows that Jesus is all we need. And right now, this afternoon, we'll be learning another kind of faith. But before that, I wanna ask you something. And gusto ko sabihin niyo yung sagot niyo with your seatmate. Okay lang ba yun? Yan. So here is the question. What are the things you do that makes you confident? Yan. Ano yung mga ginagawa mo na para ma-feel mong confident ka? Come on, share it to your seatmate. Ayan, at dahil na-curious din ako, grabe yung iba with actions pa. Dahil na-curious ako, gusto ko magtawag ng 2 volunteers. Ayan, sabihin nyo kung ano yung sagot ng katabi nyo. Ayan, sige dito, si kuya. May sigaw eh. Ayan, sige, what's your name?
Glance.
From
po.
What campus?
AGC, Academy of God Children po.
Yun! Come on, AGC. Ayan, sige, anong sagot ng katabi mo?
Sagot po ng katabi ko, taekwondo and photography.
Ano daw? Alright, sige, dahil dyan, meron kang prize. Sige, dito naman sa kabila. Ayan. Sige, ayun, si ate girl. Sige, tayo ka na, naka-black. Ano yung ginagawa ng katabi mo para maging confident siya? Hi!
Hello.
Ano yung name mo?
Jasmine po.
Jasmine. Sige, from what campus?
MCS, Maris Christian School.
Yun, sige. Anong sagot nung katabi mo?
Yung katabi ko po, poetry tsaka photography.
Yun, pareho. Okay, thank you. Ang dami nating pwedeng sagot. We all have different answers. Pero kanina, nagtanong-tanong ako sa mga paligid dito. And ito yung mga sagot nila. Feeling confident daw sila kapag naglagay sila ng deodorant. Diba? Parang kanina sa school, taas ng kamay. Sige, confident ka kahit walang tanong. Sige lang. Diba? Kanina din, praise and worship, Lord. Feel na feel mo talaga. Sige, kahit 7 a.m. yung klase mo kaninang umaga, fresh ka pa din. Another naman, kapag, eto, feeling confident ka kapag nag-toothbrush ka. Yun, di ba? 2 to 3 minutes lang yung pag-toothbrush, pero ikaw, 1 hour na, oh. Para lang di mo maamoy ng katabi mo kung ano yung ulam mo kagabi. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, hi, I'm happy to see you here. Puro H, eh, no? Or, feeling confident ka kapag nag-post ka sa social media, tapos, ang daming likes, daming followers, ang daming nag-comment, parang Aldab lang, di ba? 3 million followers, grabe. And, pero minsan, di ba, ikaw, ginawa mo na lahat ng filter, lahat ng adjustments, VS ko, snap speed, brightness, pero di pa umabot ng 20 likes. Or, pag sa studies naman, alam mong may exam, eh sakto, sinipag ka mag-review. So ikaw naman, aral ka from cover to cover, hanggang front page, hanggang sa pinakadulo ng yung tuldok ng libro mo, kabisado mo. Siyempre, confident ka to the point na, oh, walang kukopya. Diba? Or kapag alam mong makakasama mo si crush, yon, makakasama mo siya, siyempre ikaw ang gagawin mo. Mag-OOTD ka. Ayan. Sa mga girls, di ba? Yung kilay mo, friend, kailangan on point. Or sa guys, 1 hour nang nakatingin sa mirror. Wala namang nagbago. Di ba? Feeling mo, magugustuhan ka nung crush mo. Pero feeling mo lang yon. And ako naman, I remember when I was in high school, syempre, required sa amin yung flag ceremony. Okay, fall in line, arms forward raise. And ako, syempre, high school na yon, ayokong ako yung pinaka, ako yung nasa unahan. Syempre, di ba, parang grabe naman, lagi na from elementary, nasa harapan, high school, nasa harapan. Grabe. And ang ginawa ko nung high school, para maging confident ako, ang ginagawa ko, nagsusot ako ng heels, tulad ngayon. Yan, nagsusot ako ng heels. Yabang ko pa eh. Oh, girl, ano ka ba? Sa unahan ka? Pang fourth kaya ako? Kala mo nasa dulo, di ba? Pang fourth kaya pang fifth? Ganyan. Confident ako eh. Pero effort lang yun. Kasi yung classroom namin, nasa sixth floor. Manggaan High School, nasa sixth floor. Kumbaga, hashtag tiis ganda, hashtag hills pa more. And yun, yung mga examples, ang dami nating pwedeng gawin. There's so many things we could do to make us feel confident. But the question is, when it comes with our faith, what will give us the confidence? When it comes with our faith, saan natin yung kukunin yung confidence na yun? And you know, there's one person in the Bible who probably unlikely, because we're talking about unlikely people with unlikely faith. This one person in the Bible who's probably unlikely, but yet he showed his confident faith. And let's read from Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. It says here, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Can we just take this time to pray? Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you would remind us where we could get our confidence. God, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, and help us, Lord, to give confidence in everything that we will do based on your word. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. And just to give you a little background of this, yung story na to, ito yung peak season ng ministry ni Jesus. Ibig sabihin, nag-heal siya ng may sakit, he's performing miracles after miracles, and nag-preach siya ng word from town to town. And you know, because of this, as they entered Capernaum, yung setting ng Capernaum was in a great oppression. Ibig sabihin, the Jews were under the Roman soldiers. And for the longest time, hinahandle sila ng Roman soldiers. And yung tawag dun sa leader ng mga Roman soldiers is called Centurion. And for us, para magkaroon tayo ng picture kung ano ba yung Centurion or Roman Centurion, is a leader of hundreds of soldiers. Ibig sabihin, he is a commander. He has the power, he has authority over his people. Another, the Roman centurion that we are talking about is a Gentile. It means hindi siya Jew. And you know, the Roman centurion, they were hated by many because they rule the Israel for the longest time. Kumbaga, isipin nyo na lang in our days, yung high-ranking official nyo sa CAT, yung pag 1 minute ka lang late, okay, give me 10 push-ups. Ikaw naman, push-up. Or, sige, maglakad ka ng pabaliktad. Nag-nay-nay ka na lang, di ba? That's the picture of a centurion. Kumbaga, in our government setting naman, pwede natin siyang tawaging general or captain. Para social, captain. Yan, captain. So, with this unlikely person, we could learn so many things. And in verse 5, it says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Imagine this person who has the authority, who has the power, tapos ngayon asking, pleading for help. Diba, it's unlikely for a person na wait lang, may position ka eh. Tapos ngayon, you're pleading, you're asking for help. But before he approached Jesus, he probably heard from the crowd. He probably heard na, si Jesus, healer yan. Si Jesus, nag-perform yan ng miracle. Si Jesus, nag-preach yan ng gospel, ng word. And the parallel of this story, we could see here in Luke 7, ito yung parallel of the story na bago pa niya makilala si Jesus, ito na yung ginagawa niya. Sabi sa Luke 7 verse 5, for he loves our nation, he is the one who built us our synagogue. Ito yung mga ginagawa niya. yung ang nagsabi nito is yung Jewish people na, Lord, worthy yung person na to, ito yung mga ginagawa niya. Kahit Gentile siya, he loves the Jewish. Pinapatayo niya synagogue, and at the same time, he knew Jesus. That's why with this, he know who Jesus is. We can observe that this centurion, even though that he is a Gentile, he knew who Jesus is. And this person also loves the Jewish people. He doesn't let his identity define how he knew Jesus. Kahit anong background niya, anong position niya, he doesn't let his identity define how he knew Jesus. His identity did not stop him from approaching Jesus. Kahit ang dami niyang credentials, achievements, it did not stop him from approaching Jesus. But when it comes with our lives right now, the question is, what's stopping you? Is it your image? Ay, ano yan? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Sige, kaya niyo yan. Ako kasi cool ako sa school eh. Gig lang ako. Gig. Come on, gig. Or, it could probably your pride. What's stopping you? Your pride? Kaya ko naman, Lord. Actually, may strategy na nga ako kung paano ko isasolve tong problem. Actually, ito na yung timeline ko. Ako muna, Lord, tsaka na kapag sobrang hirap na ng problema, tsaka na ako magpipray. What's stopping you? Siya ba? Lord, ang hirap niya i-surrender. Ang hirap niya i-give up. Love kita, pero love ko siya. Is it your relationship? And as we learn from the centurion, nothing stopped him. Parang hindi siya pa bebe. Walang makakapigil sa kanya. Walang makakabikil sa amin. Alam niya na si Jesus yung makakatulong sa kanya. You know, the starting point of confident faith is knowing who Jesus is. The starting point of confident faith is knowing who Jesus is. And as we continue in verse 6, Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve. Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. He knew who he was before Jesus. He knew that Jesus is Lord. Narinig niya from other people and to think na meron din siyang revelation na itong Jesus, Messiah siya. Pinapagawa niya synagogue, tumutulong siya sa mga Jewish people. You know, during their time, kapag tinawag yung isang tao na Lord or Master, ibig sabihin, you're acknowledging that this person has the higher position over me. And right now, when the centurion called him Lord, he acknowledged that, Lord, you have the higher authority over me. And as we define Lord, it says someone or something having power, authority, or influence, a master or a ruler. You know, the confident faith is knowing who we are in Jesus. Confident faith is knowing who we are in Jesus. You see, the centurion felt unworthy. Hindi niya nga inas si Jesus na, Lord, since centurion ako, punta ka naman sa bahay ko kasi doon naka-higa yung servant ko eh. Pagalingin mo siya doon sa bahay ko. No, he didn't dare to ask. Why do you think he felt unworthy? Well, he probably made mistakes in the past or may mga decision din siya as a leader na hindi tama. We'll never know. Hindi natin alam. But we can see here his humility. We can see here na, Lord, kahit ito yung position ko, I acknowledge you that you are Lord, you are Jesus. Grabe, no? He still felt unworthy in spite of his credentials. Well, this man has all the reasons to think that he is worthy. Even the people around him, sinasabi na, ito yung mga ginawa niya, worthy siya, Lord. Pagalingin mo yung servant niya. But, he shown his humility before God, before Jesus. He also showed humility and genuine care when the reason of approaching Jesus is for the sake of his servant. Kung sa sarili lang natin, parang, sige na nga, lunukin ko na yung pride ko, magsasorry na ako sa kanya. ang dali lang kasi ang magbe-benefit nun, sarili natin. But here, a servant, para sa servant, pwede mo namang iwan yan eh. O, okay, thanks, bye, thank you for your service. Or, magpadala ng mga bagong servants. Ganon. But he just knew, the centurion has so much faith with Jesus that he knew na mapapagaling niya to. The centurion acknowledged that he has limitations, yet it did not stop him from approaching Jesus confidently. But in our lives right now, we sometimes an exact opposite. We feel entitled. Ay, Lord, ah, nag-serve ako today. First week hanggang fourth week, actually fifth week, pinatos ko na din. Lord, ah, dapat ibibless mo ko. Lord, yung pinagpipray ko, dapat ibigay mo sa akin kasi dami kong ginawa. Or maybe, ikaw na, Lord, ah, week one pa lang ng phenomenal, nandito na ako, present ako. Actually, week one, week two, week three na nga ngayon, may kasama din ako, Lord. One, two, three, ang dami nila, oh. So, dapat, Lord, bongga yung blessing mo sa akin. Or, it could be a position. Student council kaya ako, president ako. Alam ko, Lord, dapat yung plano ko magpe-prevail. Yung plano ko yung mangyayari. Or it could be, eh, matagal na ako dito eh, leader na ako. Actually, ikaw, ah, last year ka lang. Ako kasi 2010. Actually, 2009 nga sa cinema eh. Matagal na ako dito, tapos na ako ng one-to-one, ng victory weekend. We have the tendency to be entitled. And we have the tendency of forgetting that we are also unworthy. You know why? Bakit tayo unworthy? Because at some point, we became sinners. At some point, we sinned before God. And it's only by the grace of God that we could now have the right standing before Him. It's through Jesus Christ. And just like what the centurion showed, he knew who he was before Jesus. As we continue in verse 8, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. He knew what Jesus said. Kasi even siya, centurion, alam niya yung pagbigay ng orders, ng command, naintindihan niya. In verse 9, for I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. That one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. He acknowledged the power of authority that Jesus has. It's more than a feeling. It's trusting who Jesus is. He acknowledged the power. He acknowledged na, Lord, sabihin mo lang. That's why in verse 7, Lord, just say the word, and my servants will be healed. Yung iba sa atin, ay hindi. To see is to believe. But you can see here with the life of the centurion, he submitted to the authority of Jesus. Alam niya na isang salita lang ni Jesus, mapapagaling niya yung servant. Lord, sabihin mo lang, I will hold on to this. Lord, sabihin mo lang, I will cling to your word. And in verse 10, it says, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from east and west and will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Because of this, Jesus was amazed. Because of the confident faith that the centurion has, Jesus was amazed. And you see, there are few people in the Bible na na-amaze nila si Jesus because of their faith. Because most of the stories in the Bible, sila yung na-amaze kay Jesus, wow, Lord, pinagaling mo yung mga may sakit, nag-perform ka ng miracle, nag-preach ka ng word. But you can see here, the centurion amazed Jesus Christ because of his faith. Grabe yung confidence niya, no? Dinaig pa niya yung mga religious people na all of their lives, okay, gagawa ko na mabuti, naniniwala ko kay Jesus. Pero ito, centurion, with a Gentile background, he moved Jesus Christ because of his faith. Jesus is acknowledging the faith of the centurion who believed in him at his work and at his word. The question right now, for every one of us, When was the last time you moved Jesus Christ because of your faith? But you said in your word, Lord, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. Lord, mahal mo rin pala yung mga classmates ko. Mahal mo rin pala yung mga friends ko. And this is our encouragement. It says in Joshua 21 verse 45, not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. Baka may mga promise sa iyo si Lord na sa sobrang tagal na or sa sobrang dami mong pinagdaanan, may mga problema kang dumating, nakalimutan mo na yung faithfulness ni God. Nakalimutan mo na yung word ni God sa'yo. And I wanna close with this story. I just wanna share this. Having a conflict with a family was hard. Sobrang hirap. Parang magkikita kayo sa bahay, hindi kayo magpapansinan, may birthday party, tapos ang awkward. You see, that has been our setup for more than a year. And for me, parang, Lord, totoo ba yung sinabi? Totoo ba na pagbabatin mo kami, mare-restore yung family namin? Totoo ba yun? Parang ang hirap. Titignan ko lang sila parang, Lord, grabe yung family ko, ba't ganito? But when God revealed Himself through His Word, He said in Isaiah, He revealed Himself for my family. It says in Isaiah verse 26, chapter 26, verse 3 to 4, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, and for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Lord, sabi mo sa word mo, you will give us perfect peace. Lord, parang ang imposible, pero Lord, I will hold on to your word. You will pour out such peace in our family na magiging okay din kami. Yes, honestly, mahirap. Honestly, parang feeling ko imposible, pero Lord, I will hold on to your word. And amazingly, just this December 2015, I want to share my breakthrough. This December 2015, na-restore yung relationship ng family namin. I know that si Jesus yon, word ni God yon. Si God yung nag-restore, nag-reconcile. Na parang for me, actually tinatry naman namin magbate, maging maayos yung family. But I just know that it's the power of Jesus who restored our relationship. You see, God will always show Himself faithful. And not just that, grabe lang mag-pour out ng grace si Lord. Grabe lang siya. Sabi na sa word niya, I will give you perfect peace. And actually, hindi lang yan yung breakthrough namin. Last January, prayer and fasting, yung family namin, we participated. And grabe lang, Lord, no, inisip ko lang, Lord, basta maging okay kami, basta magkabati lang kami, maging okay kami sa family, okay na. Pero when God said, Lord, you will pour out your perfect peace, grabe, amazing yung ginawa ni God. Well, you've probably heard this before, that promises are meant to be broken. But the Bible says, every promise will be fulfilled. And the greatest fulfillment that God has shown is when God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. That's the greatest fulfillment. And in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are what? Yes, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. We can have confident faith through Jesus' word and authority. We can have confident faith through Jesus' word and authority. That's where we can get our confidence. It's in the word and in His authority. And right now, as I close, I just want to pray for groups of people here. I want to pray for some group of people here. If you felt like, Lord, ang imposible na ng prayer na to, iniisip ko pa lang, parang nag-worry na ako. But you know, hold on ka lang kay God. If you have been praying for big things, feeling mo imposible or feeling mo malabo, Lord, ang tagal ko na itong faith goal, matagal ko na itong pinagpipray. I want to pray for confidence. Can we just bow down? And if that's you, you're believing for confidence, can you just raise your hands? Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, that you reminded us that we could hold on to your word. We could hold on to your promises. Lord, thank you that you have given us such confidence in you. Thank you, God, that you have prepared so many things for us. And we could put our full trust, we could put our full confidence in you. Thank you, God, for the lives of these people. We know, we are assured that we can have this confident faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Another is, I know at some point, nakalimutan nating magbasa ng Bible or nakalimutan na natin i-claim yung mga promises ni Lord. At some point, parang sariling diskarte na lang or hindi na tayo naniwala sa promise ni God, sa word ni God. Can you just raise our hands? Lahat tayo, I know at some point, lahat tayo guilty doon. Nakalimutan mo magbasa ng word or, ate, actually, wala pa nga akong Bible eh. But, can you just raise our hands, lahat tayo? Lord, we repent before you. God, we repent if there are times na hindi ka namin nagiging priority. Lord, sorry if may mga times na we are so blinded with problems, we are so blinded with pressures. Lord, thank you that you would remind us with your love. You would remind us, God, that you are a faithful God. Lord, I pray that you would give us the diligence, yung burning passion to read our Bible again. And Lord, I pray that you would speak in us and through us. Gagamitin mo rin kami to share your word to other people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.